Welcome to episode 49 of Bite Size Lemons, a nerdy podcast where we talk about giant bugs
and guitars
and the intelligence of our friends.
Yeah, our friends are quite intelligent.
Let me tell you, my name's Alistair Forsyth.
My name's John Diaz.
And we are
the Bite Size Lemons.
Wow, that was the most like official intro we've ever had.
Yeah, I think we should probably start over. Because
again?
Yeah.
Why?
Because that was too official.
Was it too official?
Yeah. We need to
Is it still too official now that we're talking about the officialness?
I guess not.
We did it.
Yes.
Episode 49.
Yeah. Here, just put in the sense of fairy for like 4 seconds.
Okay. Hey, listen. Anyway. John, it's episode 49. You know what that means. We got some roasting and toasting to do.
Bang.
Venomoth is our pocket monster of the week.
Yeah. Venomoth.
You are toasting?
Roasting.
You said good things about Venonat?
Yep.
Correct.
I tried to.
So you...
Wasn't much of a good try.
Roast, my friend.
All right. Look here, you big fat moth thing. You nasty... What are you? Were you supposed to evolve from Caterpie? That'd be nice. Were you supposed to evolve from Metapod? That'd be nice. But no, you're freaking purple. Nobody saw that coming, did they? Well, guess you're just going to have to take your boys at camp and girls at camp and mix them all together at the school dance because that's some purple stuff right there.
What in God's name?
Venomoth, you're a poison type.
Is it?
I think so. The poison flying?
I thought it was flying bug.
It might be poison bug.
Well.
Yeah, whatever typing you are, nobody used you because you're a moth.
It's poison bug.
Poison bug. That's what I said. All right, look here, Venomoth. If you got into my pantry, I'd let you eat everything. So you become fat, and then I'd like take a lawnmower and run you over with it. You nasty.
Oh my goodness, that's horrible.
I hate you.
Oh, that's not roasting. That's just degrading. All right, you've been roasted.
You've been roasted.
I'm cutting you off. You've had one too many.
All right.
Let me tell you a little something about Venomoth. You know moths are good luck in Lebanon.
Oh. I learned that. Explains a lot.
What? How? I learned that from Adam Hamzy, one of my childhood friends.
It's because, like, moths, why are they good?
I don't know.
What does that explain?
Why are four-leaf clovers good luck? It should be like, you're a mutant freak. I'm going to squish you.
Yeah, just like
anyway.
Magneto.
Oh, no.
No!
Anyway, so one of our mics broke, and I'm currently using an SM58, which is why I can do this. Oh!
I can't do it on my mic.
You can't
mic
do it.
Because it's too good.
It's too good. Anyway, what was I saying? Venomoth, you're good luck to people in Lebanon, so that's cool. I love bug-type Pokemon. I love poison-type Pokemon. I think you've got some pretty solid moves.
Ha, huh, I know what it is. Yeah, because Lebanon is like, there's a lot of...
bite-sized Lemanon.
Yeah.
You sound like James Hetfield.
Yeah.
I can't do the Attica thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, Attica.
Good enough.
Let me continue
moths,
toasting.
Hold on, I need to justify the moths in Lebanon.
My arm is getting tired from holding this champagne.
Good enough because they're good luck because they're not a lot of moths because it's cold up there, is it not?
Lebanon?
No, it's hot. That's probably why there are no moths. All right. There you go.
How long has this been going? We're only on Roast of Toast and we're 5 minutes in.
Good.
Let me just tell you something about Venomoth.
All right.
One of the most feared gym leaders in the entire Kanto region, who eventually became an Elite Four member, used a Venomoth.
That's
Koga.
True. Yeah. Put that in your cereal and stir it. Make sure it doesn't get mushy.
I've recently started having Mootopia because of you. You've been toasted, by the way.
Nice.
And it's excellent.
Yeah, Mootopia's pretty great.
I love it. Also,
there's also chocolate Mootopia. That's real good.
Praise God.
Yeah.
So starting on my birthday.
Nice.
I am not going to eat meat for a year.
That's not true.
It is true.
No, it's not.
I'm going to see if I can do it.
I mean, I have faith in you, and I believe in you as your best friend, but I don't think you're going to do it.
All right, challenge accepted.
All right.
I also used a Litton. No one thought I would.
That's true.
John!
What?
We're going to have a reading from the Essential Pokemon Book of Joy, WWPD. I like how you're just sitting there with your hands in your pockets, like, do-do-do-do-do, just walking to work on this sofa.
Just having a wee, like, little foot race. Wiggle? Yeah, a little foot wiggle, as they say. No.
You look like you're having a good time.
I'm having a good time. I'm having a great time.
Oh, good.
Talking about
his moms. Hands were coming out.
Oh. Bang, 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 bang.
I've been shot. The Essential Pokemon Book of Joy is our holy book.
What would...
P... What's the word?
Pterodactyl.
Oh, that's closer than Palkia. Well, that's actually, true. No, it's not.
No,
it's a lot
not.
Farther. All right, let's see. I'm going to read an inspirational quote from the Belief and Courage chapter of this book, and you have to guess who said it.
Okay.
This is actually really tough.
Okay.
You might not know this character because of it's kind of obscure, but you can try anyway.
Okay.
Remember, I'm the top cat. Meowth.
Koga.
It is Koga.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. It's no, it's Meowth. Not. It's it's Meowth.
Dang it. I'm the top cat. Ah, that should have been a giveaway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man. Anyway.
Also, it said Meowth.
Oh, yeah. You're
I forgot
right.
about that.
Yeah, there's a Persian in there.
Yeah. John, we're about to do some of that sweet news wedge.
Wait. So if Meowth evolved, would he be able to talk still?
John, I don't know these crazy physics questions that you're asking me.
If three gazelles walked across the ocean.
Wait, who was obsessed with gazelles again?
Coach Peshek.
Peshek.
Yeah.
Everything was about gazelles.
Yeah, what a legend.
I failed that class.
I love that class.
Well, I mean, I failed it.
I did.
And then I had to take summer school, and I failed that. Did you know that?
No.
I took 2 years of summer school for physics.
Nice.
I'm pretty good at physics now.
And you're pretty good if it has to deal with Giselles.
Anyway.
Giselle is Giselle. The name of a person that goes to my church. I meant to say Gazelle. Giselle, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry. And also, shout out to Giselle.
Hey, shout out to Giselle. If she listens to this episode, we will give her a new car.
Yeah, like a Hot Wheels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's not get crazy.
Okay.
Whoa! Whoa!
Crazy. Well, that was crazy.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
So, I need to remember to edit out the beginning of this episode before we said those things.
Yeah.
New Wonder Woman trailer explores her origin story a little bit.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
The Zeus bracelets.
The Zeus bracelets.
The Zeus shield bracelets, right?
What do you... Yeah, yeah. The, yeah.
It's a thing.
What did you think?
Huh? I mean, meh.
Do you think it's going to be better than garbage?
The thing is, I've lost faith in DC movies.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Like, it's almost to the point where it's like, I don't care what you show me in the trailers. Because in the trailers, you'll show me good stuff. But the movie itself is going to be garbage. And yep. I don't want to see yep. that. So, I've lost faith in your trailers now, you know?
I mean, after Suicide Squad, Daniel and I talked about this on episode 40?
Yeah.
Or something like that. Yeah. That trailer was amazing for Suicide Squad, especially.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And that movie was real bad.
But it's an Oscar winner.
Shut your mouth.
The Academy loved it.
Yeah, a bunch of old white men.
They sure as heck loved it more than they loved...
La La Land.
No, they almost gave that best picture.
Yeah, almost. Because
almost.
Someone misread it. Well,
thanks, Steve Harvey.
I'm sorry, y'all.
Thanks, Stevie.
I think I'll put the what is that show he does? The Family Feud theme just underneath us talking right now. Anyway, so yeah, that's going to keep going until it's done. Zelda Breath of the Wild updates your sword with a weird trick. Did you see that thing I posted?
What?
So, the Octoroks?
Yeah.
The thing that, like, shoot up and...
Yeah.
They suck in that, or spit out.
Like, were you the one who got killed by the Octorok, or was that me?
It was me.
Okay.
I've been killed by two Octoroks.
Yeah, those things are, like, crazy powerful.
They're pretty fine, I guess.
I mean...
So...
We have no health upgrades so far.
Yeah. Stamina!
Stamina!
We're basically going to talk about the Switch and Breath of the Wild. In case you guys want to skip to it, I'll put a time code in.
All right.
Boop, 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 boop.
Beer.
Anyway, so Octoroks, if they swallow rusty items, swords, they spit them out clean.
Really?
Really.
That's cool.
So cool. So you just throw it near them while they're sucking in, and they spit out a clean one. I wonder if the Family Feud theme stopped.
Probably.
Maybe I'll just loop it.
No.
No, I won't. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Because
I think I'm going to use that.
Yeah, because those rusty items, they do a decent amount of damage, but they break real easy.
So weak. So Breath of the Wild has a... This is Newswitch stuff. This is not spoilers.
Right.
I guess that last one was.
Octoroks?
Yeah, the Octoroks thing.
Oh, spoiler.
No story spoilers. So a speedrunner...
Zelda's an Octorok.
No! I wonder if the Family Feud theme's still going.
Bum, bum, bum,
So a speedrunner has beaten Zelda with a new world record already.
Nice.
You know what it is?
What?
Less than 1 hour.
Really?
Really.
What?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
I don't know. I think you just go and smack Ganon in the face.
You just go and give him a little bap.
Bap, 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 bap.
Pull out your lightsaber.
Crazy. Anyway. So.
Tekken Tournament. Street Fighter. Wow. Tekken. Soul Calibur.
You're going to try and make me just look bad. I had to edit out because I didn't know what game it was for the Newswatch.
Sorry. No, that's not what I was doing. I just wanted
to listen to this.
All right.
Blaze Blue. Bro Blaze. Triple checks before celebrating a big upset.
Yeah.
So.
A big upset. He was very upset.
No, he was happy.
His Blue. Noodles were burned.
Oh, no. Blaze Blue, this guy, was at a Japanese pro fighting game league, Evo.
Yeah.
And he won, but he didn't know he won.
He was like, no, it's two.
He's like, no, we got another round.
Yeah.
The Japanese dude was like, let's shake hands. This is game over.
Yeah. You win.
And then he's like, guys, did I win? And they're like, yeah. And he's like, wait.
That's not true.
Guys.
And he picks up his chair and goes
and
crazy.
He freaks out. He's so happy. Good stuff.
Evo, Pokemon Tournament.
You just want to listen to so bad.
Super Mario Bros. Mega Man.
Have you seen the Harambe documentary Kong Skull Island?
Yeah. It's got a bunch of those weird skull creature things. Have you seen those things?
Yeah.
Those things are scary as heck.
Skull crawlers?
Don't like them at all. They actually freak the living daylights out of me. Quite a bit.
Nice.
They remind me of nightmares that I had as a kid.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, I'm sorry about that, man. I didn't realize that this was going to be like this.
Freaking Harambe.
What is this woman's name?
Brie Larson?
Zazie Beat.
Oh. Now I'm disappointed. Brie Larson, if you're listening to this, you are a beautiful woman. That's all I have to say about that.
I mean... What is this woman's name?
Brie Larson.
No. Zazie Beetz is going to play Domino in Deadpool 2.
Meh. Should have chosen Brie Larson.
Dang it. I think that's a great choice.
I do too.
Domino's one of my faves from Marvel Comics.
Isn't she like super deadpan serious?
Yes. Like, which is the funny part.
Yeah, to combat Deadpool's craziness.
Yeah. She's also, her whole thing is that she has extreme luck.
Yeah.
So, like, she's like, did I run out of bullets? She shoots. She has a bullet left.
Yeah.
Like, always.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. really inconsistent and works well with Deadpool.
That's good.
We celebrated Mario Day.
Yeah, March 10th. Mario.
So
have a super March 10th.
Happy March 10th. Congratulations. We also celebrated International Women's Day.
Yeah. Ladies, which was awesome. To the world, we see you.
We salute you.
Yeah.
The few, the proud, the brave, the women.
Wait, they're not few. They take up like half of the human race.
Yeah, right about half.
Yeah.
Well, congrats to you guys.
They should be better represented in our government.
Honestly, true.
Yeah.
It's honestly ridiculous.
I think that the world needs more women leaders, but not disproportionate to what the population is, even though...
Yeah.
Because, like, then you're not fixing a problem, you're just adding another problem.
We just need equal representation of people on this planet.
Yeah.
Also, stop wars, man.
Yeah.
Golly. Mm-hmm.
Picard, come and save us.
John Luke. Yeah, so we talked about...
Go back in time to, like, the 60s.
Quebec. Chuckle not, Quebec.
Until he caught a bullet in the neck in Quebec.
Oh, sick rhymes, dog. So, I posted Laura and I's... episode when we did top 10 badass women.
Yeah.
Who is your favorite female character of all time? Off the top of your head.
Does Brie Larson count?
No.
Oh.
Emma Watson does because she's fictional.
Yeah, because she's a CGI character. Annabeth. Annabeth from the Percy Jackson series.
Fair enough. The books.
Yeah, the books. Not the crappy movie interpretations. Because we all know how I feel about those. Those things are trash garbage. In fact, I'd rather stab my eyes out with a cactus than watch those again.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. I'd rather eat seeds that have come out of Dokimaru's butt. Is that what the Pokemon
they're
is named?
They're pellets. They're not seeds. They're
what are they called?
Dekumara.
Yeah. The fire poop.
Yeah. They're not seeds. They're just poop.
Oh, good.
The seeds that... No, that's called poop.
That's called...
That's called duty.
That's called dingus.
Well, okay. So how did we get here? Your favorite female character of all time. Annabeth.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Because she's super cool. And also, I love those books. And also... Actually, there are a lot of really cool female characters in that book now that I think about it. Or those series. Yeah, there are a lot of really good ones.
Fair enough.
Gosh, I just wish they did better movies.
Too bad.
Like, the Harry Potter series was great because it started off as children.
Also, multi-million dollars.
Yeah, and like, they grew up with their characters.
Yeah.
Why can't we do that with Percy
also,
Jackson?
Also, like, Maggie Smith was in that movie. Well, because, I'll tell you why, because the budget was enormous.
Well, why don't we get an enormous budget?
Because the books were not as successful as Harry Potter.
Well, that sounds like a cop-out.
You're just making excuses.
Yeah. Exactly.
Zelda Williams.
Hey.
Robin Williams' daughter did a live stream of Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild to raise awareness for... brain diseases, including mental illness.
Good.
So that was awesome.
Yeah, that's something that's close to our heart here at the Bite Size Lemons. We salute you, woman who is playing Breath of the Wild. Wow, it's like a
Zelda Williams, Robin Williams' daughter.
Yeah, that's like a mixture of all the things we're talking about. We're talking about women. We're talking about Breath of the Wild. We're talking about
talking to each other.
Mental illness.
Mental illness.
We're talking about
live streams.
The stream of the ocean, the We're stream that
about
starts
awareness.
At the top of a mountain ends up in the ocean. Is any bit of a river the same the second time you cross through it?
I don't know.
Depends.
All these physics questions.
Yeah, the gazelles.
John,
the gazelles.
Thank you for asking who my favorite female character of all time is.
Who's your female character female?
My female character female is Midna.
Midna's great.
I've thought about getting Midna tattooed on my body.
I've thought about getting a lot of things tattooed on my body.
A lot of things.
A lot of things.
No Man's Sky was built for this photo mode. Do you care?
Nope.
Me neither. Moving on.
No Man's Sky was a trash game and deserves to be thrown out a river.
Wow. But if you throw it twice.
It's, no, thrown out of a river.
Thrown and
how
out
do you do that?
By a fish?
Yeah.
By
you
a
have to,
fish.
By a Zora. By a by a fishy sticks.
A fish stick.
Yeah, a sticky fish.
So, Thor got a new look in Ragnarok.
Yeah,
have you seen
it? Shaved off all his freaking hair and stabbed himself in the face.
Nailed it. What do you think of Jeff Goldblum's look?
I don't know. He kind of looks like that guy from Jurassic Park. You know what I'm talking about?
Nope.
The guy, the scientist guy.
So he's, yes.
Yeah.
He's playing Alan, the mathematician.
Oh, good.
He's playing the grandmaster in Thor. The other guy's name was
Alan.
Oh,
I thought you were saying he was playing Alan, the mathematician in Thor. I was
no,
like,
he's playing the grandmaster, which is the brother of the collector and the runner.
Oh, good.
The runner was like, what's up? I run. Walk into a club. I'm like, what's up? I like to run.
He's like, Silver Surfer, you ain't got nothing on me, dog.
Boom, let me smack your face.
Yeah. And then, like, the collector's running around in that weird
collecting
mobile
things
game that they have.
That's
Marvel Future Fight or whatever. No, it's Marvel Contest of Champions, where he just goes around collecting heroes. Yeah.
Fair.
What a guy.
Starjammers is in talks for film. You know what? Hold on.
Oh, yeah. Look this stuff up.
Speaking of Star, John.
Star versus the forces of evil?
Yes. Starburst.
Star.
You know Starburst?
The comic I read as a child?
Don't you dare.
Oh.
Starburst.
Oh, good. Okay.
You know Starburst?
Yeah.
The candy.
Mm-hmm.
There's an all pink Starburst pack.
Wow. That's pretty lit.
For like, it's beautiful.
Yeah. Also, the Hulk's in it.
Is he?
Yeah. Well, something that looks like the Hulk.
A giant fish man?
Yeah.
That's Kahad.
Oh. Are they pretty much the same thing?
No, I mean, a little.
Yeah.
Did you see this video of Hugh Jackman yelling at a screen?
No, but I want to.
That was Hugh Jackman yelling.
Hey,
doing
cameos Hugh Jackman in our podcast.
Thanks for coming in,
Hugh. Thanks for coming in, Hugh.
He couldn't stay for an interview, but anyway, so.
I've got to go get my pack of pink Starburst.
Crikey.
Mind.
Crikey, mate. I come from the land down under.
Vegemite sandwich.
No! Anyway, so people are freaking out about this video. Like, can you imagine having to overdub stuff in an action movie?
No.
You can't imagine it?
No.
You just watched it.
I know. I don't have to imagine it.
Oh.
Most of it's memory at this point.
Here's the deal. ADR is a thing that people do. They've been doing this for like 50, 60, 70 years.
That's kind of how action movies work.
How do you think? Do they think they have an orchestra behind the camera at all times?
Nope.
Like, there's sound editing people.
Yeah.
People are crapping themselves for this for some reason. And I was really upset about it.
I don't know how movies work.
Wait, so he doesn't have a lapel mic when he's running through a forest?
No.
Screaming?
Nope.
Being shot at?
Nope.
You can't hear him?
Wait a minute. He's not getting shot at?
I know, right?
They're like, but I saw the guns.
Visual effects? What?
I saw them.
Miyamoto played Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Yay.
And he said, I just want to climb trees. He didn't want to beat the game.
That's pretty much what we're doing.
I mean, honestly.
We are Miyamoto.
I mean... Yeah, we basically are. GameStop has reportedly ended their cycle of life policy.
Circle of life policy.
What did I say?
Cycle of life.
I meant to say circle.
Yeah.
I'm a fool.
Yeah, so now it's done by the store. And our circle of life policy is dependent on each store
Yeah, can you talk a little bit about the Circle of Life?
Yeah. So
not the award-winning Elton John theme song of Lion King.
The Cycle of Life, and it moves so slowly. You can't
stand
it.
I was going to go there. Anyway, Circle of Life.
Circle of Life.
So essentially, it was an individual score for each employee on what they sold, but now it is based on what the store sells. So now everybody has the equal job to help out their store in what they sell, and it's a lot less demanding on each employee. It's a lot less stressful.
Yeah.
Which means we can go back to getting back to the things that back to
customer service.
Yeah, back to helping out our friends.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
I think that's a great move.
I agree.
Awesome.
Thanks, corporate.
Thank you. Did you see the Nintendo Switch Pro controller?
Yeah.
That it hides a little secret.
Yeah.
Underneath the dual.
It says, thanks, gamers.
Thanks, gamers everywhere. I thought that was awesome.
I think that's super cool because nobody actually really thinks about that. But I'm glad they did.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's adorable. I mean,
also, Pro controllers are sold out everywhere. So yes, are Nintendo Switches.
Yeah, they have sold 300,000
yep.
units. That's pretty darn good considering the game lineup. I think when it expands, it'll probably sell more.
Yep.
They think they're going to sell about 1 to 2 million. I think that's a little generous. But 300,000 units is not terrible.
Yeah.
It's been out 9 days.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Also,
better than me.
Yeah.
Better than the Owl Box 4.
Yeah, the Owl Box 4.
Which has only sold 12.
Yeah.
My mother bought all of them.
I bought one.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was full of owl pellets.
What do you... No, the Owl Box.
Oh.
The one that I made.
Oh.
This joke has fallen apart.
To like go the on. Owl pellets.
They're not pellets. They're just poop.
Anyway. What? I want to play Super Bomberman, but I also don't. So
is it out yet?
That. Yeah.
Oh. Well, then.
Yeah. I don't really know how I feel about it.
I want to play Horizon Zero Dawn.
That game looks amazing.
It does. Also, giant mechanical animals.
Yeah, that's pretty dope.
It's like dream come true. Speaking of dreams come true, John, let's talk about the Switch.
And Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's talk about
the
Switch
dream
first.
Come true.
Which is less of a dream than Breath of the Wild, but still pretty good.
So,
give me your initial thoughts upon buying and opening the Switch.
So, my initial thoughts upon buying it, I was like, I just threw $300 at something I don't really know how it's going to do. I haven't done that in a while, but I hope it's good. And then I kind of got a little antsy about it, and I was like, oh no, like...
That buyer's remorse.
Yeah,
though.
Like... What could I do with that money, you know?
I could buy a lemon.
I could probably buy a lot of magic cards, like... or no, I could probably buy, like, 3 magic cards that I want, to be honest.
Yeah.
But then the launch day came out, and there were people who sat outside our store from 9 a.m., to the release at midnight.
Oh my gosh.
Yep. And apparently our store was not the only one. There were people all across Austin, including at the Ben White store, that had like a huge line that almost wrapped around the building.
Jeez Louise.
That people were just waiting for the Switch. And I got a little hyped, and then I got a little more hyped, and then I got it, and I was like, yeah. And then I was like, oh, I don't really have anything to do on this system because I don't have any games.
Yeah.
But then my boy Alistair helped a brother out and gave me an early birthday present.
Quite early, I'll
quite
have you know.
Early. And boy, was it worth it. That little cartridge tastes disgusting, but boy, does it have a lot of great game in
it. You guys can see us tasting the game cartridge on our Facebook. It ended up really bad, so bad that we kind of had to cut.
Yeah. Sean, you're a great guy.
Sean,
anyway,
welcome to the show. Thank you for listening this far.
Yeah, thank you.
Unless, of course, you skipped all the news wedge and did the time code thing like I promised. You know what? Yeah. I'm not going to put a time code in.
You can't take it away from just because of Sean.
Sean did this to you, other listeners.
Oh,
no,
man.
Sean, you're all right.
No, Sean, you're great.
You're all right.
Yeah, I want to fluff your hair.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, just
no. Sean's a good guy.
Yeah,
I like
just
him.
Maybe gel it and then like make a little horn, and then just like take
unicorn
you into like the battlefield and just run around with you.
Sean with the wind.
Sean with the wind.
Horizon Zero, Sean. You're welcome.
All right.
Anyway, what do you think of the screen part?
I love the fact that the screen's pretty high caliber. I've heard a few things about the screen's chipping and stuff, but I mean, I like taking care of my systems. So,
So I watched a video of a guy dropping it.
Uh-huh.
Multiple times.
Uh-huh.
It had some like little scratches on it, but this is like shatterproof.
Yeah. I mean, it's not made out of, like, diamond. Or, no, wait. Hold on. Diamond's really hard. Yeah. What is it? What is a really...
Glass.
Flint. human fingernail.
Ew, stop. No.
Ew.
No, don't breeze over that. Never, ever say that ever again. So, here's the deal with the screen. Yuck. I took some notes.
Yeah?
They're only that long.
Okay.
So, I said the Wii U gamepad feels like a Fisher-Price toy compared to this thing.
Yeah, leapfrogs are us.
It's like how to learn how to speak English as a four-year-old. The Wii U, now that you don't own one... And
yeah,
I officially don't have to be nice to it.
Yeah.
I hate that system.
Yeah, it wasn't
not a
favorite.
Great system. I think this is a good step in the right direction for Nintendo.
I think so, too. I mean, it got more hype than the Wii U did by far.
Oh, yeah.
And I think, you know, to be completely honest, Alistair, I think this is completely shooting in the dark. This is completely... You know, completely off the top of my head. But to be honest, it just felt like the Wii U was like the Marsh Tump of the GameCube and the Switch. You know, like the weird middle evolution that they had to give
what
you.
What about the Wii?
Oh, yeah, well. Okay.
That took so long to get there.
Oh,
you know, if I'm honest, can I just tell you that if I'm completely honest with you, I think it is the this and that. Wait, what about the Wii?
Okay, yeah, that's what I meant.
No, no, no.
Say.
Okay, so here you go.
All right.
The GameCube is Mudkip.
Yep.
The Wii is Swampert. The Wii U is Marsh Stomp.
Yeah.
And the Nintendo Switch is a good Pokemon. I don't know. Take your pick.
Mega Marshawn.
Steelix.
I thought you were going to go that way.
No, you know Swampert. What? It's Megas. Light. It's light and Mega. It's efficient.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like Talonflame.
Or Tameo.
Tameo? What the heck is a Tameo?
Little thing that evolves into electric. Electric.
Tameo?
Electric, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway.
It's like a Latios.
Yeah.
Sleek. Some of it's blue sometimes, depending on the model.
May or may not kiss you.
Well. Well. Bringing in Ashes a Love Life into this conversation.
Yeah.
Hello.
Serena, step aside.
Step aside, baby.
What
do you think of the screen?
It's dime status and the quality of what it is. Mm-hmm.
What about size?
This system honestly is revolutionary. Being able to take it away and do different things with it, you know, just the versatility it has with the controllers, the Joy-Cons, and it's just, it changes the game, you know? It's no longer just one controller for all games. It's, you get a bunch of different actions.
You get to switch them out, if you will.
Yeah, and that's pretty neat to me. I think that that's a step in a really cool direction, because PlayStation's got its VR, Xbox has got its...
It's got Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Xbox has got Mountain Dew. No. Okay, here's what it is. The Switch has got multiple ways to play.
Interesting, but it also has Nintendo exclusives.
Nintendo exclusives. Then you have PS4, which has got VR, which got an incredible, what do you call it?
Game shot.
Community.
Yeah.
Where you can play online together. And then and VR and all that stuff. Some great games as well. Yeah. Incredible running capacity. Then Last you got the Guardian. Xbox One, and it has, you got Mountain Dew and Halo.
That's true. And you cool colored controllers.
Yay.
And
would you say that it has turned the system wars on its head? Is it a revolution?
I would say yes.
The god of consoles?
No.
Yeah, it sucks.
What?
The Xbox One.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Switch.
No, I like the Xbox. My foot is in my mouth.
Mm,
I like the Switch. So,
foot taste.
To be fair,
yummy fungus.
No, so many things being said. What about the Wii? Here's the deal. We're gonna hype up the Switch real quick.
Yeah.
But I do have some things to say about it.
All right. Boom. Switch. What Switch. Do you, Switch.
Well,
Switch.
I meant like we were gonna keep talking about it, not like a hype party.
Oh.
What do you think of the controllers?
I think they're small.
They are a little small.
Yeah, but other than that, I think it's great.
Because you're a big
versatility.
Dude. You're a big dude.
I feel like I'm going to crush him. I feel like I'm holding like a little baby bird.
I'm going to bite him.
Yeah, I don't want to bite the controllers or a baby bird for that matter, depending on how
depending
delicious
on the bird.
It. Yeah. Depending on how hungry I am, I guess. Anyway, so...
the Joy-Cons is
the
what
Joy-Cons.
They're called.
The Joy-Cons. I like the fact that our system came with two controllers. That makes me happy. I don't have to go out and buy another controller.
That's true.
Yeah. Play some games with my friends.
There is real good versatility in those things. If they were bigger, it'd be better.
I think so, too. I wouldn't be surprised...
If they come out with bigger ones?
If they came out with... like a Switch XL.
Oh, God. That does sound like a Nintendo thing.
Yeah.
You heard it here first, folks.
Yep.
That's crazy. Imagine that.
Yeah.
I don't doubt that, actually.
If you're carrying around like a flat screen TV, throw it on your back like a shield.
Here's the deal with the portability.
Portability. Like the portobello mushroom.
Like a portobello mushroom.
Yummy fungus.
Sick reference to like 20 seconds ago. Anyway, what was I about to say?
Portobello mushrooms.
The portability, dang it, John, of the Switch.
Yep.
Here's what I think of it.
Mm-hmm.
If there is a game that I need to take with me,
mm-hmm.
then a game that utilizes that more effectively than just transferring it, mm-hmm. I think would make it more appealing to me.
What do you mean?
Like, the only function is that it's on the screen now. It's on the little screen.
Oh, so you mean like Street Pass and like...
No. Well, yeah. Sure. Something exactly like that. Yes. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I can wait to come home and play Zelda.
That's fair.
You know, just personally. If I'm getting on a plane, sure. But
they do have an airplane mode on it.
Listen to this.
I'm listening.
Airplane mode, you have to play with the Joy-Cons on because it won't connect with them when airplane mode is on.
Oh, really?
Really.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
No, that's bad.
Why?
Because you can't connect the Joy-Cons to the system wirelessly.
Yeah, because then your plane will explode.
I know.
I don't want my plane to explode.
No,
homie.
You need to put it on airplane mode when there's nothing, like, there's no Wi-Fi, there's no streaming yet. There's no reason for that to be a thing.
Huh?
It's Bluetooth. You can have Bluetooth on.
Yeah.
In a plane. But.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have to keep them plugged in.
Okay. But I mean, honestly, that's not too big of a problem. I think the problem with it more is the fact that the screen is so thin and that, you know, you're not really getting a lot of power from the docking station. I don't consider the airplane mode the biggest downfall of it.
No, and not at all. Here's my... So there's two other things.
All right.
Small, the airplane mode thing.
Uh-huh.
This is really the only thing I have wrong with it.
Uh-huh.
And then we need a bigger library.
Yeah.
But besides that, I love it so far. I really love this system.
Me too.
Yeah.
Okay, so one thing I was a little disappointed in, I think that the Nintendo Switch should have ported into 4K.
Oh, I know.
That just would have made my day, because I feel like the docking station doesn't serve as much of a purpose as I want it to. If it ported into 4K on the docking station,
right,
that would be amazing. And that's what all of the games are doing right now. The Xbox does that.
Yep.
The PlayStation 4 Pro does that.
Yep.
And you
can do that on PCs.
Yeah, you can do that on PCs. You should be able to do it for Nintendo. I think that's their step behind this time, because they don't have the graphics card. Nintendo has always been
a little behind, except from Mario 64.
Yeah, but
even
then, it was just like the graphics weren't all the rage just yet.
I think they were, though, at that point.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were like mind blowing. The 3D, they had that ahead. Besides that, yeah, they've always been way behind.
Mm-hmm. And I just think that it would have been a good thing, because it would also sell the dock a little better, you know?
The dock is basically useless.
The dock is basically an HDMI cable.
It is.
To be honest.
Yeah. So here's another point. The Switch can't take CDs.
Right.
Or DVDs or anything like that. It's Nintendo game cartridges.
Right.
So,
which also means, you know, we talked a little bit about this, and I was a little bit more optimistic about it just being a gaming console.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to be bogged down by anything that's like, you know, playing movies or anything like that. But after I saw it, I kind of missed that.
Yeah.
You know,
I think it would have been good to open with some streaming services like Netflix.
Uh-huh.
Because to be fair, the people who use DVDs are dying out.
Yeah.
Everything's becoming digital.
Or Blu-ray.
Well, Blu-ray's dying out as well.
Yeah.
But so I get what they're doing.
Right.
Everything's going to be streamed or digital or something.
Right.
Which makes sense. That is the future. And a lot of stuff, apparently in Japan, there's not a lot of Blu-ray use over digital.
Fair.
So digital's the primary. So I get it. Would have been nice. But whatever.
You know, that's a weird thing.
What's that?
I just think about, like, Nintendo isn't catering to America.
I know.
It's catering to Japan, which is
crazy.
Which is where it's based, where its roots are. I mean, it's catering to the world market, sure, but like all the stuff that like we complain about Nintendo, like, oh, they don't send over enough stuff and, you know, all this stuff, it's like that is the most American nationalism egotistical thing ever.
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that just kind of hit me. Like, never really thought about it that way. Japan doesn't owe anything to us, Nintendo, or...
Not at all.
Like, at all.
Yeah.
We are just another one of their customers.
We're just a consumer.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Huh.
Mind blown? Also, all of Europe. I mean, all of the rest of the world, but all of Europe is, like, a big market as well.
Right.
You know? It's crazy. We don't think about it. I mean, to be fair, we also are more than 300 million of their customers, but...
That's true.
But yes, you are right. And that's crazy.
That's
getting
awesome.
Into, like, cultural discussion on
that. Yeah, I know.
I like it.
Anyway, also talking about things, Breath of the Wild.
I got one more thing.
What?
The battery
yep.
is not the best ever.
I haven't experienced that because I haven't walked around with it a lot.
I've heard, so I've been reading about the system.
Uh-huh.
So the battery's not great, and I thought about it, and I was like, who cares if the battery's not great? If we're getting on a train or a plane, then we can just plug it in.
Yeah.
But we can't.
Why not?
Because the charger's on the bottom.
So?
So if you want to kickstand it up, you can't put it on a charger.
Oh, yeah, but if it's in your lap, like if you're holding
it. Well, if it's in a lap, sure.
Oh,
which I guess,
yeah, I guess you're right. Because,
you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I guess you're right without even realizing you're right because you can't even kick it up because you have to have the Joy-Cons on
exactly.
the screen.
Exactly. If you're on an aeroplane.
I guess I can bleep those out technically. You just accidentally said some things you didn't mean to. It's fine.
Whoops.
Anyway, let's talk about Breath of the Wild.
Yeah. All right. Let me get the negative things out of the way because I want to talk about how great this game is.
I literally have one negative thing.
I have two negative things.
Okay.
Negative one.
Negative one. Negative two.
Negative one. Ready? Sometimes when you get really close to objects, you realize that their textures are weird. It feels a little MS Painty on some of the solid polygons.
Okay. You talking about like the flint?
No, more like the side of hills.
Ah, I see.
It just kind of looks like somebody like stained a rock green instead of like the grass that we were all looking forward to.
Right.
That's fine.
That's
not,
too bad.
Really terrible. My biggest thing with this game, the biggest negative to this game, the voice actors aren't terrible. The voice actors aren't great, is what I meant to say.
Dear Nintendo, I think you'll find that your voice actors are pretty ripping. So... fix that.
Yeah.
No. You don't like them.
I don't.
Oh, I was fine with them.
I felt like it...
Everyone's been saying they're terrible. I don't mind them. Maybe I have bad taste in voice actors.
Well, it's just, you know, I've been playing games on, like, Final Fantasy.
Sure.
You know, that's all voice acted. I think that's great.
That's particularly good. They're all, like, full cast, though. You
uh-huh.
know?
Exactly. And I feel like... I don't know this for a fact, but I felt like Impa was voiced by the same person who voiced Zelda. And, like, they got, like, a ragtag group of voice actors that may or may not have been great. And we're like, hey, we need to put this in our game. Can you just do, like, five voices for us?
Hey, Steve, I need you to finish all the grass by the end of this month. Also, can you be the king? I can do one or the other. King.
King it is. You know, it's... yeah. It's,
we're getting into spoiler territory, so warning.
Right. But that's just kind of like my personal thing. It's like the king, it felt a little too...
Did it feel corny to you?
I wouldn't say... Because that's part of the aspect. You know, the corny cheesiness of like being in an old kingdom.
Yeah.
You know, that's fine. But honestly, it felt like a YouTube dub.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, I feel like I am usually more critical of voice actors, mm-hmm. I think, personally. I don't mind the man, the old man, which is the king. I don't mind Zelda.
Zelda, I think, is good for her character. I just felt that it was weird when I heard Zelda's, like, inflections and stuff
in
Impa.
Yeah, I hated Impa's voice.
Yeah.
I like everyone else's... Everyone else's voice, basically, mm-hmm. besides Impa so far.
Yeah.
Granted, we've only talked to like four people.
Mm-hmm. That's
I thought the king was great, actually. I took notice of it. That's
really?
Just me personally.
Yeah, I felt it was a little like... I don't know.
A little overdone, maybe? Or like campy.
Campy, almost.
Or
but
campy, yeah.
It just felt like not a professional game. It felt like it was done by somebody after the fact, you know?
Fair enough.
To me. It wasn't something that was focused on very well.
Sure, yeah.
But all that negativity aside, Jesus, is this a good game?
I've got one negative thing. Okay, go for it. Just the controls.
Yeah?
They're a little confusing.
Mm-hmm.
They don't feel right.
Yeah.
Because A and B, where's X?
X is on
top now.
Yep.
Y is on bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's just a little backwards for me.
Should have stuck with A, B, X, Y.
I don't know why they didn't.
Yeah.
That basically is my only complaint. So normally I don't think up to jump makes more sense, though, if I'm honest. So the controls are taking a lot of getting used to,
mm-hmm.
which is throwing me a little bit.
Right.
But I'm getting it. Now I know not to throw my claymore instead of firing an arrow.
You're like, nah.
No. Anyway.
The choo-choo's like, but why?
Clean. Oh, the choo-choos.
Yeah, the tiny baby choo-choos that you're like, claymore to the mouth. And they're like, why?
I just want to live on the side of this mountain, on this green rock.
On this green rock.
But I think every console should come with a kind of like QWERTY kind of thing where you can change what you want the keys to work as.
Agreed.
I get why that doesn't happen, though.
I also think that you will enjoy the Pro Controller when we get one.
I absolutely agree. I think the controller's a little small for me just because I'm used to bigger controllers.
Mm-hmm.
When we get the Pro Controller, yeah, it's going to help a lot.
Yep.
But having said that,
Gotchas is a good game.
Yeah, that's what? 2-3 minutes of that's literally all of our negativity out.
Yeah.
This game is incredible.
It's so good. And it is. Okay. Everyone's like, oh man, this game's so big. Like, oh man, this game's pretty huge.
This enormous.
What?
Yeah.
This game is huge.
Yeah.
And like, No Man's Sky, okay?
Boo.
We're looking at No Man's Sky and we're like, this game is huge. But all of it is just copy and pasted bullcrap. Like,
absolutely.
That's not the case for this game. You've got so much versatility. You've got deserts, you've got mountaintops, you've got all sorts of different enemies, you've got towns of people that will interact with you, throw you side quests.
They feel so real.
Right.
Every single person I've interacted with has felt like a genuine human being.
Right.
It's incredible.
They're not all like, you are the hero, here's an item. It's like,
they're like, holy crap, are you that one dude? I better go find all my chickens.
Yeah.
That guy's like, I'm painting, I'm looking for something. Get on my face.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's genuine. And oh my gosh, I thought this was going to be a No Man's Sky. I honestly thought that it was going to be.
I was very scared for this game, if I'm honest.
The one thing that just really gets me is the fact that there are other characters that you can interact with in such a huge game. Because the size of the game is amazing, but the interaction with different characters, the storyline, everything that, you know, drives a Zelda game is in this game. But it's also coupled with the open worldness. It's reflective of Skyrim in that aspect.
Yeah.
But even with Skyrim and the Elder Scrolls games, Bethesda, any of their games really, a lot of it is like, oh no, you need to help me. Oh no, you need to help me.
Yeah.
Everything
feels like there is a goal, but there are so many options and so many avenues. Like, for example, they pop up with a big quest unlocked and it's like, do this.
Right.
And you're like, yeah, I could do that.
Or
just not do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much how I know you didn't play any of the Elder Scrolls games.
I played about 40 minutes of Skyrim, and it was too expansive to where it felt like
there wasn't
anything to point A to point B and then shut up about it.
Yeah.
If you find an arrow along the way, you're doing fine.
Yeah.
All the characters didn't feel real.
Yeah, that's the thing that I would agree with you on.
Yeah.
There was no personality to any characters.
None at all.
I don't think. There were pretty much everybody of the same race was pretty much the same thing. It felt Like, they had like six characters. They were all pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, I feel like anytime I saw, what are the
Khajiits?
Khajiits, yeah.
Yeah.
When I saw one of them, I saw all of them.
Yep.
They felt really boring.
That's not how Breath of the Wild is.
Everyone is so expressive, feels totally unique.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they feel like, it feels like a real town. We went to Kakariko, and it felt like an actual environment. And it wasn't tiny like in Pokemon or something where there's like, how do like 70 like people live in fishing. 8 buildings?
Yeah.
You know, it felt like a real town, like with real functioning places. Like, this is where they grow their crops. It reminds me of early Bungie.
Mm-hmm.
Just where they, and obviously Bungie was limited by the technology of the time, but it just, everything felt real.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it felt like you were on a different world. Like, I don't know, I hate to give credit to Avatar, but
right,
Pandora felt like a real place that you could go to. And every single place I've been to in Breath of the Wild feels that way.
Yes, you know, definitely. And the thing is, you're not limited to, like, you have to do this to do this, you know. You have to, you know, break this rock with a pickaxe. You have to climb this tree with your rope and stuff. You can start climbing everything. You can start breaking apart rocks with, like, yeah, a torch. You know, like, you're not limited to that. And also, you don't have to do any of that stuff. You can run around and collect bugs for all we care.
And for most of the game, you can be naked if you want to.
Yeah.
I nearly did, and then I got too cold.
Well, the thing is, also, you can stay naked during that time if you just make a lot of pepper.
If, yes.
Yeah. And that's another thing, is you have so many avenues to get to one location.
Yep.
And that's awesome. It's not linear in that aspect.
So let's give an example. This is the beginning of the game, so no spoilers, really. There's an old man who wants you to find something.
Yeah.
To get to that something, you need to get to the top of a mountain, basically. And it's snowy, and it's cold as crap. So you need to get up there. If you start walking up there, you will freeze to death.
Yeah.
In, like, 10 seconds.
You start losing hearts right off the bat.
Real rapidly. Mm-hmm. You've got three. So what John and I did was we tried to solve our problem. We went from fire to fire, just lighting torches, keeping ourselves warm, putting on as much clothing as we had. And
no,
John,
actually, we were not trying to put on as much clothing as we had. We ran around shirtless up there.
Did we really?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I wanted to play this whole game naked, but then you can choose, like, cool clothing, so.
Yeah, the clothing looks awesome. Yeah, but anyway,
we'll talk about design in a second. So we, like, took these torches and kept accidentally putting them out because we were trying to
run or
shoot something, and it was like we pressed the up button because it was different, or someone killed us, or.
Like, yeah, or we got chucked off the mountain.
Yeah.
Which is also awesome.
So, anyway, we get pretty close to the mountain. We find the thing we're looking for. And John was like, we'll get it in a second. Go to the top of the mountain.
Because I want to see the view.
And holy crap, first of all, the view.
Yeah. You can see all the towers and stuff from up there.
Gosh, it's like it's like landscape paintings. It's beautiful. And it's enormous.
Right.
I mean, it feels like a country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't feel like
it's
town connected to town.
And it's seamless. You know, like, you couldn't go from the Lanayru Desert to Elden Volcano.
Without a big load screen.
Yeah, in Skyward Sword.
Yeah.
You know, but this
game felt pretty massive, too.
Exactly. And, you know, this is just, this is the world. And
it's incredible.
You can get there as however you want.
Which, you know what? If I'm honest, that's why I don't care about 4K.
Mm-hmm.
Because this game is pretty dang seamless.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
I don't care if I can walk 1 mile and it looks beautiful. You can walk for days in this game.
Yeah.
I mean, you can ride a horse for like an hour.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
But it doesn't feel like everything's too far apart.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know how this is happening. It's amazing.
Some weird stuff. Well, it's because you stay engaged.
Absolutely,
you know,
yeah.
It's because while you're on the move, there's so much to do that you don't feel like you're just going from point A to point B. That's the problem. Another thing that I have with Bethesda games is that sometimes when you're going from point A to point B, it just kind of gets boring. You know, you're running around for just like so long and you fight the same enemies and you do the same thing. This is like, hey, that tree looks cool. Let's go climb it.
I know. It's like the designs are so beautiful. Do you just want to climb a tree?
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, I was making fun of Masuda or Miyamoto? Mm. Who was it?
Yeah.
Anyway, for doing that, and it's like, I find myself climbing trees and rocks all the time just because of the sheer beautiful designs of this game.
Yeah.
Like, I can't handle it.
It's great.
Anyway, we
also
got to the
pillars.
Top. Also, the pillars are amazing.
Yep.
Also, the paraglider. Flying is so fun.
Flying is awesome. And also, the freaking slow-mo attacks that you can do are amazing.
The bows. Just so cool. Yeah, and the controls feel really good once you get them under your fingers.
Mm-hmm.
They all feel pretty dang seamless as well.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Get to the top.
We get to the top. And who is there but the old man?
Yeah.
Which is like sheer chance because we could have just gone straight to the thing and then he would have like paraglided down and been like, oh.
Yeah, but instead we went out to the top, we found this little Easter egg of, hey, you did a great job getting up here, you think like I do apparently, here's some clothes.
It gives you the clothes.
And it's green clothes, it's like the Link clothes.
Similar, yeah.
You know, and so you're like, yeah!
Thanks, old
like,
man.
Thanks,
can I have my paraglider?
Man. Can I have this? And then there's that weird rock that's on the top that we're not going to talk about. Because it looks like a little choo-choo, like a choo-choo from Wind Waker.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Not at all. What? Anyway, so the point is, you can get the paraglider, or you can get that
clothing
by making that man a stew.
Yeah.
Like,
at the beginning of the game, you can do that.
Crazy.
Awesome.
So there's dozens of avenues apparently for seemingly meaningless tasks.
Yeah.
Menial. Doesn't matter.
Emil.
Shout out to Emil.
Shout out to
Emil. Listens. Anyway.
Good job, Emil.
So there are dozens of options for every single idea that you want to accomplish.
Right.
And
Sean, you're great. Anyway.
What a guy. And that's amazing to me.
That is great.
I feel like it makes it so much more customizable that I love this game.
Okay, so you start off in a Zelda game, right?
Yeah.
You're like, cool, have to go to the grass place, have to go to the fireplace, have to go to the electric place, I guess. Which is kind of new. What was it in the first game? Oh, no. It was have to go to a grass place, fireplace, and water place, right?
And inside a whale.
Yeah. And that's what you had to do. That was the formula.
Yeah.
Nope. Not anymore.
Not at all. Nintendo's changed it up a lot. They changed it with Sun and Moon.
Yep.
Got rid of gyms.
Yep.
It's interesting. I wonder if that's a trend. They felt like maybe they're trapped in their own formula, so they're changing it up a lot.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought Sun and Moon was great. I'm still working on it, obviously, but I think it's a great game. Breath of the Wild is a phenomenal game. Probably one of the best Nintendo's ever made.
You're like, cool, okay, well, I get the bow at the end of the game. I get my boomerang, and then I get my bombs. And you're like, oh, they're just going to give this to me right out of the gate.
I'm just going to find this lying around this dangerous place that I'm at.
Yeah, you find a bow, you're like, cool. You're like, cool, I made a bunch of runes on this palette that I have.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Now I'm, you know, coupled with some of these most powerful abilities, just right off the bat, you
know? The thing is, you can choose not to have those.
Yeah.
Like, for example, oh my gosh, this game is good.
Yeah, it's
so good.
It
gives you so much options.
It does.
And we're only a couple hours in.
Yeah, we spent like a stupid amount of time on the Great Plateau
just because
I personally thought it was the game. Like, I thought.
Meanwhile, that, Mount Doom is in the corner and it's like, is that
like,
the desert?
I was like, that's not explorable. Like, they say that, but that's got to be like a teleport thing. Nope. You can run up to that mountain.
You can literally walk there. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, this game is so expansive, and it has so much personality. Those are the two different things to every other open map or open world game ever. And I fear for every other open world game because they are going to be compared to this game.
Yep.
And it is, so far, flawless.
Yeah.
I think it's fantastic.
It's a beautiful game. It's a beautiful game. It is the soccer of Nintendo.
Amen, brother. Yep. I think the designs are amazing. I could talk for hours just based on the clothes of the people in Kakariko Village. I think they're phenomenal.
Yeah.
As someone who is doing a lot of that right now, like design for characters, because I'm writing that comic book.
Yeah.
It is so inspiring to see.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's phenomenal. You can tell what was made from the Sheikah. You can tell what originally came from Kakariko. You feel out of place when you're in Kakariko.
Yeah.
Because everyone is not the same in the sense that they're copy-pasted, but they're part of a unique culture is what it feels like.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm getting shivers talking about this game, and I just want to go play it more.
I do, too.
So I think with that, we're going to go play it
more.
Yeah, so Claymore. Switch. Rusted Claymore. Switch as a system. I think it's too early to tell. Not enough games to really utilize it for us to test it properly.
For what it's worth, the games that it does have, Breath of the Wild being the one that we played, also Snipperclips.
Fun. Fun in the same way that the Wii was fun.
Yeah.
You know, where it's you get to interact, you get super simple conceptual games that you get to play with someone. You just sit down and you go, okay, this is the left button. All right, I figured it out.
Yeah.
It's awesome. I think this system has a very bright future ahead of it.
I think so too.
And this game is amazing.
It's great.
So I think this is a home run for Nintendo personally.
I do too.
The fact that you can release, five games with a new system and it is doing this well and it's being this well received.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, hats off to you, but give us some more games.
Yeah, please.
Please. Just send them to us.
Metroid Prime.
Dude. Lord.
Mm-hmm. Lord.
I just love Samus.
Yeah.
She's a cool guy. Gal. Whatever.
Let's high five.
John, let's high five and go play this game.
Where can they find us?
Oh, dang it. Redact the high five.
Oh, redacted.
Pterodactyl.
Pterodactyl.
People can find us. They can email us at thebslpodcast@gmail.com. Yes, email us, Sean, at thebslpodcast@gmail.com. We want to hear from you, man. Defend your honor.
Yeah, you're
even a great
guy. Even
though we've been complimenting you this whole time,
you're
awesome,
dude. You're
a
wonderful man.
Love you. Let's fluff your hair. You can also find us on all social media. Just look up Bite-Sized Lemons. Not all social media. I don't think we have a Friendster.
All of it.
We have a Friendster. It's official.
Yep. What about that one, like
MySpace?
Oh, Google Plus.
We have a Google Plus.
Who uses Google Plus?
We have a Google Plus because we have a Gmail account.
What is Google Plus?
A failed attempt. A failed science experiment.
Ah, fair.
Yeah, thanks for listening, guys. We're going to be switching over to SoundCloud pretty soon.
Gucci.
So we'll keep you updated.
All righty, guys.
Bye, guys. Thanks for listening. Let's high five, John.
All right.
Boop. Bye.